Beruchim Abayim. So we have Sugyada Hanukkah. Sugyada Hanukkah begins on Daf Chaf Alef Amud Bet and Shabbat. Well known. Let's just read the Gemara again just to get into the Sugya. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Mitzvat Hanukkah Neri Shubeto. What does that mean, Neri Shubeto? Ner, comma, Beshvil Ishubeto. Rashi's language. Ner Echad, Bechol Laila. V'ish v'chod b'nei beto sagid hu b'nei rehad. So according to the first shita, and again, it's very important to know this, how we get to where we get to. It's not enough just to say, okay, we like the menorah like this. We have to know the origin of it, because there'll be a lot of nafkaminot when you know the origin of it. So the Gemara says, minimally, it's Neri Shubeto, which means, according to the strict Gemara, if you're going to the candle store before Hanukkah, and you tell the guy, listen, I want to light the Nerot, I'm on a budget, I want to do the minimum. So how many candles will you ask for? 8 candles. Finish. Neri Shubeto. I don't care if you have 10 people living in your house. You yotzeh with one candle. By the way, that probably explains the nosah of the beracha, which is Ladik Ner. You don't say Ladik Nerot Hanukkah. Ladik Ner Hanukkah. Because since the mitzvah is Neri Shubeto, so Ladik Ner Hanukkah. That's the Ikar Hayuf. Otherwise, why would we say Ladik Ner? You know, only on the first night is one. Every other night there's more than one. Now she's going to tell me, well, on the first night we're not going to say Nerot, because we only have one, so they said Ner the whole holiday. But fine, that's one way. But otherwise, Ner Hanukkah, because the Ikar Mitzvah is Ner. Ner Ishubeto. The Gemara then comes along and says, V'amahadirin Ner lechol echad ve'echad. So there's a new inyan here called Mahadirin. I don't know what Mahadirin are. She tells me, V'hamahadirin achara mitzvot. So these are guys that are, you know, Mahadir, they're zealous after the mitzvot. Not only mitzvot Hanukkah. You know, for guys in Mahadir, he's Mahadir in everything. Osin ner echad bechol laila, lechol echad ve'echad b'bnei abayit. So V'hamahadirin ner lechol echad ve'echad. So what we just said in Ner Ishubeto is one for the whole household. Mahadirin comes along and adds and says, no, it's not one for the whole household. It's one per person in the household. What's the hidur in that exactly? Why is that called Mahadirin? Why is this guy considered more religious than the first guy? No, Rabbi say. What makes the second shita? Why is he called Mahadirin? No? What do you say, boys?
Because you're publicizing it more.
Publicizing it more? What makes you publicize it more?
More menorah.
Chazak Baruch. No menorah. There's no menorah. Don't say the word menorah yet. We're far from menorah. In the Gemara, there was no such thing as a menorah. More candles. More nerot. Where is? On the first night, according to the first shita, you're lighting one candle. Puts one measly candle in the window. Okay, very nice. Mahadirin, you come to the Mahadirin's house. If he has 10 people in his house, there's 10 candles. So which window is going to catch your eye? The guy who puts the 10. So therefore, there's a Mahadirin. Now, it's going to be 10 every night. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. So therefore, if you're a Mahadirin guy, when you go to the store to buy the candles, you're telling the guy, listen, I'm a Mahadirin. You show him your Mahadirin card. And he's okay. How many people do you have in your house? That's the question he has to ask you. So I have 10 people in the house. Okay, 10 people. So you need 80 candles. Sachakol 80 candles. So that's the Nyan HaMahdiri. No problem. Now we get to a new level. We get to the level that's called VeHaMahdirin Min HaMahdirin. Interesting. This is already, you know, the Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin. I guess Mahdirin is a level of Humrah, and then there's a people that are very Mahmir. Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin. You don't see this by too many mitzvot, this concept. Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin. But if you want to do it on that level, called Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin, so then we have a Mahloket. The Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin. Bet Shammai Omrim, Yom Rishon, Madlik Shemona, Mikan Ve'ilach Pochet Ve'Holech. Bet Hillel Omrim, Yom Rishon, Madlik Echad, Mikan Ve'ilach Mosif Ve'Holech. So in the Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin, we have a Mahloket. There's no Mahloket in the first two Shittot. Neri Shubeto, there's no machlok bet Shabbat bet Tehillim. Neri Shubeto, one candle. Ve'amahdirin, then the chod achad ve'achad. En machloket b'zeh. The machloket is in mahdirin min ha'mahdirin. And what's the machloket? Machloket bet Shabbat bet Tehillim. Bet Shammai says what? On the first day, 8. And then you go down. So by the last night, you have 1. And bet Tehillim says, Mosif ve'holech. On the first night, you start with 1. And you go all the way until the last night, you have 8. We know the famous Mahloket Bet Shammai, Bet Hillel. We'll see exactly the Sevarot in this in a minute. The question is, and this is the big Mahloket over amongst the Rishonim, I'm not telling you anything you don't know yet. I'm just getting our feet wet into the Sugya. The question over here is, how did you learn Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin? Is Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin defining Mahdirin, or is it defining Neri Shubeto? I'll explain. When Bet Hillel, let's go to Bet Hillel, because Halakha is like Bet Hillel. When Bet Hillel says, Laila Rishon Madlik Echad, not Pirush Echad. There's two ways of learning that. Does it mean Echad, like he says, Echad, one, and then the next night, two, and the next night, three? I don't care if you have 10 people in your house. If you're learning it that way, that would mean that Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin is defining Ner Ishubeto. You understand what I just said? Ner Ishubeto says Ner Ishubeto. And Mahdirin Min comes along and says, that which we said Ner Ishubeto, good, but go up. Libeto. One for the Beto, two for the Beto, three for the Beto, until you get to 8. That's one way of learning. And may I ask you, what would be the Mahdirin and the Mahdirin in that? Why is that called Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin if you do like that? What's the... Whereas if you did Mahdirin, how many candles are you buying? 80. And if you're doing Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin, according to the way I just explained it to you, how many candles are you buying? 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8.
26.
Up to 36 candles. So what's why is that Mahdirin? Mahdirin Mahdirin then? It's less candles. You just told me before, what makes Mahdirin such a high level? Oh, more candles. The guy's lighting 10. Well, this guy, on, by the way, on the first night, there's no difference between Neri Shubeto and Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin, by the way. Mm-hmm. One. On the second night, you're right. On the second night, Neri Shubeto is 1. And Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin is 2. Wow. For that one extra candle, he becomes Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin. He all of a sudden becomes a Mahmir of the Mahmirim. Whereas, if you're a Mahdirin guy, I think I'm more religious than you. On the second night, I did 10 candles. What makes the Mahdirin Min HaMahdirin so great? It's less candles. Rabotainu, Tazbir.
The increase of the Nes.
The increase of the Nes.
It's more Midiyah.
Why is it more Meduyak? Say better.
The first day when he lights one, he's showing that that's that level of less. The day two, when it's 2, he's showing the increase.
Which means the miracle of Hanukkah, nobody argues, was 8 days. Bet Shammai, Bet Hillel, Mahdirin, Neri Shubeto, everybody agrees it's an 8-day holiday. So the Hidur of the Hidur is over here that by lighting in a progressive manner, as we're saying, you notice each day. Today's the third day of the miracle. Today's the fourth day of the miracle. Today's the fifth day. So the hekir in the day, which is a pesumei nisa of the yoma. Whereas if you're lighting 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, I don't know what day it is. If I'm lighting 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, it's a lot of candles. So a lot of candles has a hidud in it, but it doesn't have a element of telling me which day of the Hag it is. But if you hold Madrim and a Madrim, you're going up. So therefore, now I know it's the third day of the holiday, the fourth day, and there's an inyan in that. There's a hidud in that to recognize each day. You know, on Hanukkah we say full halil every single day. Why? Why do we say full halil every day with the beracha on Hanukkah? Because each day was a new miracle. Each day has its own miracle. So that's recognizable in Madrim and Amadrin, according to that. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Each one was saying today was a new miracle from yesterday. It's not a continuation of yesterday. It's a new Nes on itself.
What was the reason for the 10?
Ner lechol echad v'echad. One per guy in the family. What's the Madrin of that? More candles. But Madrin says, I'd rather sacrifice more candles that you should know which day it is. That's my hidur mena hidur. Okay. Now there's another way of learning it. Now that would be if you're learning it, it's going back on Ishu Beto. Incidentally, look at Tosfos language, by the way. V'madrim mena madrim nir eliri de bet shamay u betile lo kaimi ela aner Ishu Beto. So Tosfos makes that point clearly. That when you learn Madrin and Madrin, it's going back on Ner Ishu Beto. That which we said, one per household, we agree. It's one per household going up. Sheken yesh yoter hidur. Tosfos, you know what the hidur is? The ika hekera keshemosiv veholech. Abali mosen ner lechol echad veechad. Now let's go the other way. What's the other way of learning Madrim and Madrim, boys? I can learn that Madrim is going back on Madrim. Pirush. Madrim said, you have 10 people in the house. How many candles you light on the first night?
10.
And what does Madrim say? What does Madrim and Madrim say? Yeah. Mosif Olech. Meaning, 10 on the first night, 20 on the second night, 30 on the third night, 40... until the last night you have 80. Now that's incredible. I mean, to me, that's really Madrim. Because if you're counting candles, that will be the most candles. Whereas, if you went to the store, according to Ner Ishu Beto, I need 8 candles. If you're following Madrim, I need 80 candles. If you're following this, 10 plus 20 plus 30 plus 40 plus 50 plus 60 plus 70 plus 80. What do you need? You need 360 candles. You need a whole bunch of candles. So why isn't that considered Madrim and Amadrim? So Tosfot said, that's not Madrim and Amadrim. You know why? But if you're going to light Ner Lechol Echad, Afilu Yosif, even if you're going to go up 10, 20, 30, Mikan Vayilech Leke Hekera, there's no Hekera of the day. She Yisberu Sheken Yesh Bnei Adam Babayit. You know, when I come on the second night and I see 20 candles, I say, maybe he has 20 people in his house. What do I know? 30. What do I know? Maybe the guy has a hotel. I don't know what he has these candles for. So Tosfot says, just to light a whole bunch of candles doesn't do anything for me. I'd rather less candles, but I know it can your mouth.
So then the Amar said, could we be careful that they are...
Again.
They need to be.
You can't
designate
back. You're jumping 2,000 years. I'm still in the Gemara. Why did you jump all the way to the Maharal? You jumped all the way to the Halakha. Now we're in the Gemara. I don't know about separate. I don't know about menorahs. All I know is candles. Ner Ishu Beto, Madrim and Madrim. Now. You all know Harambam Shita. We open up Rambam Shita. Rambam is in Ilchot Hanukkah, obviously. And it's in Perek Dalet. Look at the beautiful Lashon HaZahav. Kama nerotu madik b'Hanukkah? Well, it's a good question. I wanted to know that. Mitzvata shiye kol bayit u'bayit madik ner echad. Finish ner echad. Ben shayu anshei habayit merubin, ben shelo ayu bo ela adam echad. Chazak baruch. Ner ishu beto. The Hanabam has to give you the shitot of the Gemara. So in the first level, ner kol echad ner ishu beto. I don't care how many people are in the house. One. ומהדר את המצווה, מהדרים, מדליק נרות כמניין אנשי הבית. נר לכל אחד ואחד בין אנשים בין נשים. So the second שיטה is, נר לכל אחד ואחד, men and women. Let's give the example of 10 people. So it's 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. ומהדר יותר על זה, ועושה מצווה מן המובחר. So the guy is, Mahmir, he does mitzvah mina muvchad. Madlik ner lechol echad ve'echad. Oh, Rabotai. Still with language of Rambam. Madlik ner lechol echad ve'echad. How many people do you have in your house? 10. So madlik ner lechol echad ve'echad ba'layla rishon u'mosif ve'holech bechol layla ve'layla ner echad. And every night you add another candle. Lichol echad ve'echad. If you have a doubt what this means, halacha be ketzad. Hare shayu anshei habayit asara. Balayla harishon madlik asara nerot. Ubelel sheni 20. Ubelel shelishi 30. Ad shenemtza madlik belel shemini 80 nerot. Chazak baruch. Comes out according to the Rambam. The Rambam learns that Mahadirin min a Mahadirin is going back on Mahadirin. What's the Hidur of Hidur according to Rambam? On the last night I have 80 candles. My window, it's a birthday party. 80 candles all on the window. Why is that called Mahadirin min a Mahadirin? What's the Mahadirin according to Rambam? How does he understand Mahadirin min a Mahadirin? He must understand it. Candles. More orot. According to Imam, am I going to know which day it is? How am I going to know which day it is? I will not know which day it is. Unless you know how many people are living in his house. I'm not the census bureau. I know how many people live in each guy's house. So what's the Madrin according to the Rambam? Nerot. You understand the boys? So it comes out we have a fantastic machloket between the Tosafot and Harambam.
So the Rambam, you don't have a Keryoma?
You don't have a Keryoma, absolutely not.
According to Rambam, what's the significance if it's
Musif veholech. More orot. As the holiday gets more, which means when you're walking down the block, and I have 8 candles in my window on the last night, you have 80. I stopped looking. Look at this guy's window. Man. He can't. What is it? Oh, there's Hanukkah. There's Kadol HaYashav. It's more noticeable. It's a big haker. Tosfot says, man, the big haker. I'll think the guy's 80 people in his house. Why is that such an important thing? To me, it's more important. Less candles, but more identifiable. And what's the basis of this machloket? Is Mehadirin, Mehadirin, defining Mehadirin, or is it defining Nerishu Beto? Do we have any Ra'ya from Rashi, Rabotai? Stam? Any Ra'ya from Rashi? No, Rashi doesn't talk about this level. Comes the Ashkenazim, and they do something over here which is a big Hiddush. They create what's called the hybrid. They like Harambam's opinion. They like that opinion. Everybody should light. And that's why, by the way, if you go to an Ashkenaz house, that have 10 people in the house, How many candles are going to have lit in the house on the last night?
80.
Rambam! But they come along and said, but Tosfot has a good Sivara too. Tosfot, we like Tosfot. Tosfot says, Heker Yamin. So is there a way that we could take the best of both worlds, where we could go light many candles, but also have Heker Yamin? The Ashkenazim came along and figured out a compromise over them. What they say? Light 80 candles, but light them in different places. Therefore, if you light your 8 candles in one window, and I light my 8 candles in a different window, and you light your 8 candles in a different window, so therefore, we're getting the 80 candles, but we're also getting Heker Yamin. So that's the Hiddush of the Ashkenazim, that they took in principle Harambam, but they made a Harambam with a modification. Harambam with a modification to put it, you know, separate. And the Sfaradim, well, I don't know what the Sfaradim do. I mean, usually Sfaradim, we're going to follow Harambam. So open up Maran and Shulchan Aruch. Maran and Shulchan Aruch is going to tell you in Elchot Sukkah, in Elchot Sukkah, Elchot Hanukkah Mechila, he's going to tell you right in the beginning of Tafresh Ayin Aleph, Kamma Nerot Halakha Bet, Kamma Nerot Madlik, Balayla Hadishon Madlik Echad, Mikan Vailach Mosiv Veholech, אחד בכל לילה עד שבליל אחרון יהיו שמונה ואפילו אם רבים בני הבית לא ידליקו יותר. Who's that?
Tosfot.
So Shulchan Aruch, which is by the way, I mean, this is the biggest ness of Hanukkah, that the Sephardim, we go like Tosfot, we went to Europe, and the Ashkenazim from Europe, they went to Spain, they took Harambam. This is Nes Hanukkah. And by the way, the Be'er Etev, he comes on this halakha, and he comes along and says, yeah, Ba'eretev, Halakha, and Gima, Vezeh Hidush, Shasifaradim Nohagim Ketosfot, Vashkenazim Kerambam, Vezeh Lo Matzinu Mishal Mekomot. He got excited from this over. He saw Venahafochu. Enough that he had to write it in his comment. And the Taz, it's writing the Taz says that. But that's the Hadush over here. So then, if that's the case, really we have to answer that question. It's not strange to you that Maran would leave Shitat Harambam? Why would he leave Shitat Harambam for Tosfot? We know according to Maran, we have the three Amudei Hora'ah. That's Maran's rule. The Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam. And primarily the Rambam always has it. So here we don't have the Rosh and Leaf. We have Tosfot and Rambam. So it's a Mahloka Tosfot and Rambam. 99.9% of the time Maran's going to go like the Rambam. And over here all of a sudden Maran decided to go to France. What's the... So the truth of the matter is no Hiddush over here, by the way, because you didn't continue reading Harambam. Harambam in the next halakha, he comes along and says, "Minhag pashut bechol arenu b'sfarad, shiyu kol anshe abayit madlikim ner echad b'layla rishon, u'mosifin v'olchim ner bechol layla v'layla, ad shenemtzam madlik b'lev shemini shemona nerot, ben shiyu anshe abayit merubim, ben shiyu adam echad." Ishtabach shemo. So Harambam says, but the minhag in Sfarad is not like the way I learned the Gemara. This is a big Hadush, which means Harambam, when he came to the Gemara, he learned an objective. This is the way I understand Madrim and Madrin, 80 Nerot on the last night. That's the way I learned. He came to Spain, And he sees on the last night there's 8 candles in every window. Oh, so Rambam says, I'm not gonna change a minhag. Minhag in Sfarad is minhag. So yes, there's two Rambams here then. There's the Rambam of his Limud in the Gemara, and then there's the Rambam of his testifying or testimony of the minhag.
Who predated him, right?
The minhag Sfarad. Obviously.
So who was it based on?
Tosfot.
Because they predated him.
Yeah, listen, the people in Sfarad, for whatever reason, they took the Tosfot's opinion. So it's not a question on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch didn't take the Tosfot. Shulchan Aruch took the Rambam. The way he testified, the Minhag was the Sfarad. So it's not, you shouldn't get all excited, oh, he took the Tosfot. No, he took the Rambam also. Which is, if Rambam didn't testify that was the Minhag in Sfarad, Shulchan Aruch would have taken 80 candles on the last night also. Ela, but what? He did it as such, like the minhag. Now, once we know this, and Ashkenazim, let's just read the Ramah for a second, and the Ramah comes along and writes in the Salaka, "V'yesh omrim, dechol echad mebnei abayit yadlik." Parentheses Harambam, v'chein haminhag pashut, and then he says from the Barami Prague. ויזהרו ליתן כל אחד ואחד נרותיו במקום מיוחד כדי שיהיה היכר כמה נרות מדליקים. So that's the hybrid right over there. Then he says, but you know, to get the best of both worlds, put the nerot in separate places so you know exactly what shnayit it is. Good, Rabotai? Good. Now, why is it important to know this over here? It's important to know the origin of this halakha for a few reasons. Answer the question. Comes Laila Rivi'i, let's say, the fourth night. The fourth night, I'm a Sephardi, I only light 4 Nerot. Finished. Well, let's take a different question first. I'm a Sephardi, and all of a sudden my kids come home from school, and each one of them has a menorah from school. Like they make a school from the bottle caps, with the piece of wood, with the shellac. And, daddy, look at this, here we made a menorah, okay, and they want to put the menorah in the window, and now they want to light 6 menorot. What are you doing? Well, if you're a Sephardi, you're not giving your child the right chinuch. The whole purpose is to give the kid chinuch. What are you giving a chinuch here? That we light 6 menorot? That's Harambam. Maran doesn't say to do that over there. So in that case over there, you have to figure out a way. Okay, we'll light your menorah. We'll use your menorah as the main menorah. Or you put it after. Lose it. Don't think it's such a big chesed that you're doing to light all these extra menorot. Adrabah, minhag Sephardi is to... So when you're training your child to do something against the minhag. Adrabah, the chinuch is what? To train your child to do something wrong when he grows up or to do something right when he grows up. So then all these extra menorot are not so favorable. No?
The kids learn in school.
So ask for a rebate for your tuition, which I tell you.
Because
they went to school, the teacher teaching, that was Ashkenaz, kindergarten teacher, and we brought them in around.
So you should have to eliminate this class.
No?
People, when I say good with the kids every year, they're very excited.
Everybody's excited. But what are you training them? You're trying to give your kid a chinuch, aren't you? What kind of chinuch are you giving them? You're giving them a chinuch against the halakha. Second question. Answer the question. Now it's the fourth night. I like the Adik and Hanukkah, Shasat and Simla Votenu. I like the first night. I give my wife to like the second night. Now we have 2 monerot. I have my child over here, 6 years old. And my wife says, let him light. Can you let the 6-year-old light the third and the fourth candle? נו מה אתם אומרים החמים? איה, פנש. אוקיי, כבר אולי זה כן. אה?
It can be your shnia.
It's eyes on the first one. So once you read the first one, fulfill the mitzvah. Okay.
You're so far so good.
So then once you fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah that day, then they
can light. These candles over here. These extra three after the first one, what are they called? That's what?
That's Shukran.
Extra. You should know you fell into a tremendous machloket between the Ben Ish Chai and Achamav and Ya'al of Hashem. The Ben Ish Chai comes along and says, these nerot over here are nerot that part of the mitzvah now. And therefore, since they're part of the mitzvah, you cannot let a katan light them. That's the Ben Ish Chai. Achamav and Ya'al of Hashem argues. He says like you. Chavoya said, no, what's the Ikar Mitzvah? We said already, Nedi Shubeto. So you're not allowed to give a minor to like the first Ned, because that's the Ikar Mitzvah. But anything after that, that's Medrin, Medrin, that's already, Tosefet. So for Hidur, you can already fulfill it Ayyadeh Katan Chegiya Dehinuch. And when it comes to the Shamosh, then Achavavadiya says you can even give it to a katan shalogi alayinuk. You don't even need that. That's just a stam candle. So that's a big mahloket. How to understand these nerot of Hidur.
So what's the Ben Ish Chai based on?
What's the Ben Ish Chai based on?
What's his
based on? I'll tell you the way Hakam Ben Zion explains it, if I'm not mistaken. Don't you find it interesting that When Shulchan Aruch writes the halakha, he doesn't write it like Harambam. Harambam gave me the three shittot. When Shulchan Aruch writes it, he just writes. Kama nerot madlik. What shouldn't he tell me? Nerishubeto. He doesn't say. Kama madlik. By the way, he jumps to madlik and madlik. That's an interesting diyuk in Mara that he doesn't give me the three opinions, which comes out according to Acham Ben Sion. This now becomes the only option for Sfaradim. He holds that this, since that was the Menhag in Sefarad, there's no more option for us of Neri Shubeto and Mehadrin. Once the Menhag in Sefarad was to light like that, that's the way you light. You cannot. Could a guy come along and say, yeah, I'm going to be a Neri Shubeto guy? Chabin said, you don't have that option anymore today. Maran didn't bring that option for you. Assuming you could afford it, and you have enough candles, you have enough money, you go to Susan, I'm not a Mahadir Ben Adin, I like to go to the strict letter of the law, I want to go to the store. On the eighth night, one candle. Somebody says, hey, Rasha, why is one? I go Neri Shubeto, it's a Gemara. And then you ask the guy one question, no problem. You just show me where in Shulchan Aruch it says that, you will not find it. So Chaim Ben Sion says, once the Minhag and Sefarad is like this, you have no right to go against the Minhag. Yes?
I really found their Minhag if you're saying that was Ashkenazi.
They followed.
Just like that?
Sefarad, they followed. Maybe they found some Sefaradim rabbis that agree with the Tosafot. They followed the Tosafot.
Nobody opposed it, they were fine with it.
No problem. Sfaradim are very tolerant people. They accepted the Tosafot. Not like today, they accepted the Tosafot. The Hadush of Achem Ben Zion is you have no right to be a Neri Shubeto today. You hear what I'm telling you? Once already that's the Minhag, you have no right to come along and say, I want to do Neri Shubeto. Who are you doing Neri Shubeto? The Gemara says it. But when Spain, they did it this way. There was no Neri Shubetos in Spain. So once the Minhag was like that, you're bound to the Minhag of your ancestors, Antitosh. And once they lit like that, so could be all these Nerot now are like, that's the Minhag to like these Nerot. So once that becomes Minhag, that becomes binding. So could be the Ben Ish Chai didn't want a Katan to like these extra. That becomes now the. It's almost as if these are the obligations. The obligation is to light it like this. So once the obligation is like this, don't let it cut out. And Acham Bar Yehuda says, no, slow down. We're not going to change the fact that the first one is Da'yuv and the second one's extra. In Echonami, the Menhag is to light the extra ones, but they're still extra. So therefore, he says you can light על ידי קטן שגיע לוחנו. כנס להלכה בדבר. עלתה יונדה נפקה מינה. Answer the question, boys. It's the third night. Third night of Hanukkah. No, take a question like this. We'll get to the third night. All I have is, I'm in an island somewhere far away. All I have is 8 candles. That's all I have to my life is 8 candles. How many you get light in the first night?
One.
Good. How many light in the second night?
One.
Two.
Okay, two. What did you light on the last night? What are you doing the next night? What do you do in such a case when you only have 8 candles?
One is there.
Oh. So since Minadin the Chiyuv is one, so in that case, we're not going to let you do a Hidud on night number two and night number three, because that'll cause you to do nothing on night number 5, 6, 7, and 8. So therefore, it's important to know what the Ikara Halakha is. So if a person is in a bind like that, at least he knows how to negotiate it. But if a guy, no, you got to light. Now, I wonder what Acham Ben Zion would say. Because Acham Ben Zion says, that's when it becomes the Minayim. Yeah, but that's because then when you have the Nerot. But if you don't have the Nerot, of course, Acham Ben Zion will agree that you have no choice to light Minadin, the one. Another Hadush that the Bein Ish Chai says. What would you say, boys, in this case? Halakha says, Friday night, you're lighting 2 Nerot. You're lighting Ner Hanukkah and you're lighting Ner Shabbat. Correct? You have to light the Ner Hanukkah and you have to light the Ner Shabbat. What are you lighting first? Ner Hanukkah. For the simple reason. First you light Ner Hanukkah, then you accept Shabbat with the Nerot. If you light Ner Shabbat first, you can put yourself into a dilemma. No problem. Now let's say it's Erev Shabbat, it's the 8th night. So you have 8 candles to light. Especially if you're lighting oil, it takes a while to... And the time is short because it's Friday night, you know, it's right before Shabbat. So the Bein Ish Chai is a Hadush. Do you have to wait till you light all 8 to light your Nerot Shabbat? The Bein Ish Chai says, after you lit the first Ner, the lady can already light the Nerot Shabbat. Why? For the same reason we're saying till now. Because since the Ikar Hayuv is one, once you lit the first one, you lit. So now already you can go light Nerot Shabbat. He says, but if you don't wait until you light all the Nerot, you might not have time. Understand? What would you say in this case? It's the 3rd night of Hanukkah. I only have 2 Nerot. What would you do, boys?
Light one.
Why?
So you can save them for tomorrow, at least?
No. Tomorrow I'll get more. Now it's this night over here. 3rd night, tomorrow I'm going to get more candles.
Light once, though.
Why light once?
Because you're confused other people. There's never a time where you light just two if you only have two. It's the concept of lighting one on each night. So if you light one...
I'll be madrin as much as I can.
People won't know, still. You're going to confuse people. If you light one each day, it's a concept around the world that you can light one each night. So that's not a problem.
The whole point of the...
But
two, you're going to confuse people. You think that it's the second night when it's really the third or fourth.
Uh-huh. But could you hear another sevara that says... Listen, be mahadir as much as you can be mahadir.
For the Bisa Pei Shalom?
Huh?
For the Bisa Pei Shalom, mind the Kodesh, same one with him.
It's all Mali Bakodesh, very good. It's all Mali Bakodesh.
Yeah,
but... Light two.
The whole you do it is a great amount. If you're going to make two, there's no more to do it.
So very interesting. I agree with the first opinion, what you're saying, boys. That on that night, there's no benefit to light two. What's the Hidur in two? There's no Hekir Yomah. The whole Tosfot Hadush was Yeker Yoma. On the second night, Mazeh Ezeh Yeker Yoma Yesh. If on the 3rd night, from 92 Ker, there's no Yeker Yoma. Adrabah, it's Yeker, the wrong Yoma. Interestingly enough, Acham Avaya Alav Shalom, he brings this question. This is what he says. Listen what he says here. V'ra'iti b'sefer Abi Ezri. You know who Abi Ezri is? Mm-hmm. Who's Abi Ezri? Mavshach. Mavshach. Shekatav, v'da, demi she'omed b'lel gimal, ואין לו אלא בית נרות. ממש our case. מכל מקום צריך להדליק בית הנרות. רב שך says you gotta light it too. ולא אמרינן שלא נשלם מההידור אלא בשלושה. We don't say that you didn't finish the הידור only with three. ולכן נדליק רק נר אחד, if you should only do one. שזה אינו. שבוודאי שיש הידור כשידליק בית נרות. שאף אם אינו יכול לעשות ההידור בכולו, even though you can't do the hidur bekulo, no amrina chulo yase klal, velo gara yom shlishi miyom sheni. The third night shouldn't be worse than the second night. The second night you learn two, so why two again? Veze pashut ubarur. Wow. So Rav Shach comes along and says, it's pashut ubarur. Nothing to talk about. And then he comes along and says, v'timhani. Rav Shach's talking. על מה שכתב בספר בית הלוי, בהלכות חנוכה, the בית הלוי, famous בית הלוי, לדבר פשוט, שלא ידליק אלא נר אחד. Like you said. The בית הלוי comes along and says, only light one. ולא ידעתי מה ראה על ככה לחדש כן, ופשוט שאין לו כן. So מפשח comes after the בית הלוי, so I don't know what he's talking about. קמז אחר מבדיה, ולפי האמור, אתה הוראת לדעת כי דעת הגאון הכתב סופר בכל הרעים כמו שכתב הרב בית לוי שאינו מדליק אלו נר אחד שלא כסברת אבי עזרי. He says it's actually משנה ברורה בפורש. The משנה ברורה בפירוש says in that case you only light one. Why? כי המוסיף נרות להידור ואינו מוסיף כמניין הראוי לאותו לילה כל המוסיף גור היה. That's what Ketav Sofer says. The Ketav Sofer says, by adding an extra candle, just to add an extra candle, you're doing nothing. Kol ha-mosif gor haya. Just to light two, what are you benefiting by lighting two? Lighting two is not going to help you.
What
does Shevelik say? The Ezri holds, do as much you do as you can.
Even if it's short.
Hacham Vajja quotes the Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Ketav Sofer and says, Adraba, in this case, Ove Kol HaMosif Gor Haya. Like you said, doing two, and you're worse.
But only if you presume that the Hedur is for Hedramah.
Well, that's the way they all presume.
And that's more light.
That's the way they presume it. Correct. Kibispari, I mean, like Tosfot said. Tosfot said the Hedur was Heker Yomah. Let me have to come up with that. That was the whole thing. I asked you at the beginning of the Shi'ur, what's the Madrim and the Madrim? So Tosfot came along and said, one per the house, two per the house, three per the house, so you know the night. But if you do, it's not going to accomplish that. So, stop. An extra kid. Then you're not doing Madrim and the Madrim. So Achav Avadya is very, very, very against this. Rav Shach over here, he comes along and he says, he says it's Pashut. He says it's Pashut, but he comes along and he says, no. He has a very strong Lashon against Rav Shach. He says, Ve'im ken, en lafnich sebarat ha-ktav sofer, v'horato ayedeh sebarat kirasit. He's saying, this is a sebarat from the keres. It's a sebarat from the stomach. He says, I'm not interested in these sebarat. Very strong against it. Next case, boys. So that's the deen. On the third night, if you only have two nerot, you light one. Because there, the hidud is not going to accomplish its purpose. Next case. It's the third night. It doesn't matter which third night, let's say. I have three candles. Yishtabach Shema. I have three candles. And I want to be Mahadrim in a Mahadrim. Like the Mahag of Sfarad. Everything's fine. I'm about to light. My neighbor knocks on the door. Hacham, we ran out of candles. All the stores are closed. could you lend me some candles? I said, oh, I only have three. I also ran out of candles. I only have three for tonight's the third night. What is my approach supposed to be, Rabotai? Ah, you're so generous. You're so generous. Give him one. So you are telling me that I have to give up my mitzvah. Well, he do it. The Gemara says he do it. He do it is not from the back of the box of the candles. He do it is a Gemara. I have to give up my hidurim and I do because of my friend.
Yes.
What happened to Hayecha called me?
You each get the basic.
I want to be a madrim and a madrin. I got to worry about my friend who's a. So you tell me I have to lower my standard of religion for my friend? Kapara, you don't have nerot. I'm sorry, I feel bad. I've been lighting three nerot every year on the third night. I'm a madrim and I want to follow Minhag Sfarad. Because you don't have to be lower my own standard. I don't know about that. Well, this is how you hold. This is mitzvah.
The biggest hit of Mickey Kogavion has.
Rabotai, if let's say my friend, Erev Shabbat, he put bread in the oven. Erev Shabbat, he put bread in the oven. And if it stays in the oven, it's going to get cooked, baked. And if it gets baked, my friend is going to be Oved, Isur Afiyat Tapat B'Shabbat, which is Isur De'oraita. I come into the kitchen, I see the bread is in the oven. Am I allowed to do what's called the Nidiyat Tapat? Am I allowed to take the spatula and pull the bread out of the oven? Although the Nidiyat Tapat on Shabbat is Isur Rabbanan. Am I allowed to do Isur Rabbanan in order to save my friend from Isur De'oraita? Clearly, Maran says no.
You do it for yourself. That's
Isur. What is that?
You do it for yourself.
If I made the Isur? Yeah. If I made the Isur, of course I have to save myself.
You're allowed to do it
for myself. But I don't have to make an Isur de Rabbanan to save my friend. For yourself, it's not a story. But for my friend, I don't have to do it to save my friend. So, according to you guys, what do you mean? Saving the guy from Skila, you're saving the guy from Yomadad. So take it on the chin. Take it, Rabbanan. Okay,
it's different.
It's different. What's different?
Isur versus Hidur.
You're saying that's Isur vze Hidur. Ze Isur vze Hidur. So I'll read you what Achamaya says on this case. Achamaya talks about this case, Abotai. He has a case over here. He has the case over here. I'll read it to you. מי שיש לו שמן לכל שמונת ימי חנוכה. כמנהג המהדרין מן המהדרין, בצמצום. He has enough candles for himself. ולחברו אין שמן כלל. מוטב שידליק כל לילה נר לכל אחד, וייתן שמן לחברו לזכותו לברך ולהדליק נר חנוכה. Wow, so Chavaya, boys, you're on the target tonight. Chavaya agrees with you. Chavaya says, better to share with your friend and give up the madrim and the madrin. Share min adin en sadik ela nerechad. So therefore, better to have two guys doing ner lechot ner ishu beto. Well, because you have an extra guy lighting me. He says, it's a Magen Avraham. By the way, it's a Magen Avraham. It's a Magen Avraham. It's a Chaye Adam. It's a Chaim Palachi. Okay. Bet Oved. It's a Mishnah Berura. So he quotes a sefer called Yomin Hanukkah. Shekatav she'en devrei Magen Avraham mukrachim. He argues in the Magen Avraham. Ki nireh she'atosafot she'na she'atosefet she'nagu ha'madim anayu hu me'ikar ha'mitzvah. He holds that once already you're lighting the tosefet, that's the mitzvah. So you're not obligated to give up from your mitzvah for your friend. And he goes on the whole thing over here. And he says, nothing doing.
So
did Maryam
Rabbah say not to give it?
No, Maryam
Rabbah
says give it.
Oh. He says not to?
He quotes over here a sefer called Yomin de Hanukkah. Sefer Yomin de Hanukkah. And he quotes the Ben Yishai in Torah Lishma that has a question on this. Okay, so that's that. So therefore we answer a lot of questions once we know the mechanics of how it works. The last question I have is like this. The Gemara goes on and explains the different sevarot between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. The Gemara says the reason for Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Amarula. Peligi batre amorae b'ma'arava Rabbi Yosef Rabin v'Rabbi Yosef Barzvida. Had amar tamad Bet Shammai k'neged yimim nechnasim. According to Bet Shammai, it goes according to the days that are left. 8 days left, 7 days left, 6 days left, 5 days left. According to Bet Hillel, how many days passed? 1 day passed, 2 day passed, 3 day passed. Another reason, according to Bet Shammai, it goes according to the Parei Achag, on Sukkot, the Parim go down. Correct? On Sukkot, they bring Parim every day. So it goes down every day. Parei Achag. So therefore, so to Hanukkah, we go down. I don't know why in the world does Hanukkah have to do with Sukkot, but fine. The Ta'amad Bet Hillel, the Ma'alim Bakodesh Ve'em Muridim. Okay, and Bet Hillel has a different reason. Ma'alim Bakodesh Ve'em Muridim. Amar Ababar Barhana, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Shnei Zekedim Ayu Bet Sidon. There were two old rabbis in Sidon. Echad Asak Bet Shammai, Echad Asak Bet Hillel. One guy lit the menorah following Bet Shammai Shita, one guy lit the menorah according to Bet Hillel Shita. Zenoten ta'am l'dbarav keneged parei achag, v'zenoten ta'am l'dbarav d'ma'alim b'kodesh ve'em muridim. And each one gave a reason for why they're doing it. The guy who didn't like Bet Shammai said, parei achag! And the other guy that lit said, ma'alim b'kodesh. End of the Gemara. Nice story. But it's a story, yes? Okay, Rabotai. Open up the reef. I just like to know how the reef is posek. Well, do I have a right for that, boys? How the reef is posek? I like to know how the reef is posek. Hilchot Chanukah. So the reef is over here. The reef says here. On the daf tet amud bet. Tanu banan. Betvad en Chanukah ni rishubeto. Vemadirin hilchot achad v'had. והמדים המדרים, בית שמי אומרים, יום ראשון מדליק שמונה מכאן ואילך פעוט והולך, ותאומים, יום ראשון מדליק אחד מכאן ואילך מוסיף והולך. טעמי הוא דבית שמי, דביזו ובית שמי, כנגד פרי אחד. אינמה כנגד ימים נכנסים. וטעמי הוא דבית הלל, כנגד ימים יוצאים, אינמה משום מעלים בקודש ולא מורידים. זה בריא זה גמרא בפירוש. Here's the three שיטות. And then he gives us the two reasons for Bet Hillel. What are the two reasons, boys? Quickly, what are the two reasons for Bet Hillel? Keneged Yamim and Ma'alim Bakodesh. And what are the two reasons for Bet Shammai? Parei Achag and Yamim and Nechnasim. So far, so good? Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Shnei Zekedim Ayu Bet Sidon. I'm reading the reef now. Two Zekedim were in Sidon. אחד עסק כדב לבית שמי, ואחד עסק כדב לתלל. זה נותן תם לבית כרגע פני אחד, וזה נותן תם לבית ושום מעלים בקוש ולא מורידים. רבותיי, since when does the reef bring stories? The reef is not עין יעקב. What's the purpose of the reef? The reef is a פוסק. What in the world did he bring the story down for? There were two zekenim in Sidon. And what did they do? One guy lit like Bet Shammai, and one guy lit like Bet Hillel. And he gives the reason for this. He gives the reason. Rabotai, why did the reef bring down the story? Zeh she'ela sheli.
it's not a bacha.
The show what?
It's not a bacha. It's more like a shkaf thing that way you can do either way.
Whoa. Vachemo.
We're
great. I mean, you're great. Great. This is your thought is on your own? You want to tell me that the Rif is saying a tremendous hadush? You want to say that the hadush of the Rif is that if you want to go like Beit Shammai, you can. Because since the whole machlokri is in hidud, when do we say halakha ke Beit Hillel? That's when it's halakha. But over here it's only machlokri in hidud. So the hidush of the Rif by bringing the story is telling me when it's a machlokri in hidud, you can do Beit Shammai. Well, did you see this anywhere, this hidush? You're saying a big thing, understand what you're saying? So look at the Hafetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in his Sefer Biur Halakha. Look what he says here. In the Biur Halakha, the Buddha Matrid Kol Echad Mnei Abayit. He says, "If Shalomar the Da'at Harif, the Ze Lo Nechnas Bechlal Mad the Kaimalan Be'Alma the Halakha Kebetelel Bedina." אחד דאנה מחולקים לעניין הלכה אלא בעניין הידור ולזה הביא מה שאמר רבי יוחנן על שני זקנים אבל מדלו הוזכר דבר זה בשום פוסק אין לצרף דבר זה להלכה ולא כתבתי רק לעורר לב המעיינים you know what he said over it? He says, I think that's the reason why they wrote the story down to come and tell you a big hidush like you said that in Hidur you can go like Beit Shammai. But Rabotai, don't take anything I just said seriously because I didn't see it brought down anywhere and it's only food for thought because now all of a sudden the people start doing Beit Shammai. The first night, eight. Why Hidur? A Sharif. I didn't see it brought anywhere. But Rabotai, look what I found. This book is called the Hidushi HaRitva. The Ritva, this volume came out after the Hafetz Chaim passed away. This is the new Ritva. The Hafetz does not have access to this Ritva. Look what I found in the Ritva. And the Gemara over here that says, "Echad asa kedivrei Beit Shammai." Those two old guys in Sidon. Vafilu leman de amar she'osek kedivrei Beit Shammai lo asa klum. Even though we say if you follow Beit Shammai, you do nothing. Shari acha she'en machluktam ela lehidur mitzvah be'alma. So the Ritva actually says that point that the guy was allowed to do like Beit Shammai because it's a machlokri only. So the Hafetz Chaim is mechaven to a Ritva. When the Hafetz Chaim says, I didn't see it anyway. Don't listen to what I'm saying. But it's a Ritva. So the Hadush comes out according to the Hafetz Chaim, amazing Hadush in the Rif. That if a person wants to follow Beit Shammai legaben Ner Hanukkah, now, of course, we're not going to do that because we have a Minhag and all that stuff. But it's a Kedai to put in your Mishnah Berurahs, Ayin Ritva, Baruch Shekivanti, Baruch Shekiven. Now, for your homework, the Gaon Mevilna gives another answer why the Rif brought down the story. Go check up the Gaon Mevilna and come back to me next week and come and tell me, according to the Gaon Mevilna, why did the Rif bring down this Mas? And you'll see a very, 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 very big Hadush. Okay, we'll stop here.